Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. We've got a special guest in the studio, Dustin Johnson from Montevideo, Dawson area. And Dustin, thanks for coming to the studio.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Paul.
Yep. We follow each other on social media, and I saw that Dustin was over in Vietnam last couple of weeks, and I thought it was very interesting what he was doing over there. So I asked him to come in and share that with our listeners here today. So thanks, Dustin, for coming in.
Yeah, happy to share about it.
Yeah, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself first, that people that don't know you.
Yeah, sure. So I grew up in the Dawson area. I live in Montevideo now, but still farm near Dawson. And I've been doing the Minnesota Agriculture and Rural Leadership Program the last couple of years.
Okay.
And that's how I got involved with this trip to Vietnam. The program includes about a dozen seminars throughout Minnesota over the 2 years. And the Vietnam International trip is kind of the capstone, the last part of the program.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that in a little bit. But Dustin and I usually talk to each other in Montevideo at the Heritage Hill, don't we?
Yeah.
And you have your corn shucker thing?
I have a collection of hand-cranked corn shellers that I bring out there every year for the Heritage Days in June, and it's great to see Paul out there every year, too, and talk about that.
Yeah, I always learn something from you. That's how they used to shuck the corn, right?
Yep, shell the corn.
Shell the corn,
the kernels off the cob. Yeah.
Yeah, and you took a video of me doing that once, and my wife was pretty impressed.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, that's where Dustin and I usually meet up and have a little chat on Q92. And so today he's in the studio. First of all, how long have you been farming? Who do you farm with?
I took over farming from my dad when he retired about 5 years ago. So I've been farming full-time since then, but it's the farm I grew up on, so I've kind of been involved my entire life and always interested in that.
Yep, and with Heritage Hill, the group you belong to there, farming's in your blood, and you like the history of farming, too.
Yeah, that's what we focus on there at Heritage Hill is the history of it.
Right. So let's talk about this program, Minnesota Agricultural and Rural Leadership. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Sure,
Dustin.
Yeah, so that program, it's put on combination of University of Minnesota Extension and also out of SMSU. They work together on it. But as I said, it's a two-year leadership program. It's specifically for anyone in Minnesota involved in the agricultural industry. So whether that's farmers or agribusiness people, anybody related to ag or lives in an agricultural area in Minnesota. It's a two-year program. So it's been 2 years ago now since I applied and was accepted to the program. And throughout those 2 years, there's about a dozen seminars, and most of them are at various locations in Minnesota. We'll go to a town on a Wednesday afternoon and have the rest of the day Wednesday and then Thursday and half a day Friday at that location. And that involves some classroom work, obviously doing some leadership work, learning leadership skills and practicing with our classmates. Mm-hmm. But it also includes a lot of seeing that location, touring industries or farms in the area, hearing from community representatives from those areas. So I really enjoyed getting to experience that part of a lot of different towns in Minnesota, learning about places and things that you hear about once in a while. You hear a town name, but now I actually know more about what goes on there and what the community is like.
And you get to talk to farmers from that area too?
Yeah, farmers or industry, ag industry people.
So how many people are accepted to this program?
There were 30 people in my class, and they usually try to get to about 30 people. I was in class 13 the last 2 years. So MARL, which is the acronym, MARL, the program started in the year 2000.
Oh, so it's kind of new in a way.
Yeah, well, it's been 25 years now.
Oh, not new.
Yep. Sorry. But So the 13th class, and now actually the applications are open for class 14 here to start later this year, as my class has kind of come to an end now.
Okay. So where have you been this year for some of the seminars?
So this year, we had a seminar in Wilmer in January. And then...
What did you do in Wilmer? Where were you then?
In Wilmer, we actually toured a lot of neighborhoods around Wilmer. So we went to Benson and toured KSAH and the new Children's Museum in Benson. We went to the Redhead Creamery up by Padua.
Oh, yeah.
And then we also toured Bear Belt near Bruton, where they make doors. So we get a variety of industries that we get to see.
Okay. You're up in Duluth, I believe, weren't you, a while back?
Yeah, last fall in September, we had a seminar in Duluth. And there we branched out from ag a little bit, and we actually toured a paper mill and a timber harvest site and an iron mine where they mine iron ore and process taconite pellets, and got to go through there, which was really, really interesting.
Okay. So how does farmers, they learn from these other businesses, or what's the connection there?
Yeah, it's a lot about network building, obviously learning the other businesses also and all the other industries in the state, but creating networks. So as you, and this program is for leaders or people aspiring to be leaders, kind of in the ag industry. Mm-hmm. But as a leader, then you build that network. You have other people around the state that you can get in touch with for whatever might come up in the future, and just have that network to work with.
Good. All right, let's talk about your trip to Vietnam. The reason for choosing Vietnam, you know, or why you went to Vietnam with the group?
Every Morrow class has a different international destination. So when I signed up for the program, I didn't know what that destination was going to be.
Oh, wow.
I just knew there was an international trip scheduled in March of 2026. And last June is when we found out that Vietnam was a destination for our class.
Okay.
But they always pick a destination that's relevant for agriculture, so you can learn about agriculture in a different part of the world. They also try to pick somewhere that has some connection to the United States via trade. And Vietnam is a big trade partner with the United States for agricultural products going both ways, so there's a connection there. So that's, I guess those are a couple of the big reasons that was the chosen destination.
Obviously, you got to visit with some Vietnam farmers.
And, yes.
Just talk about the culture there in Vietnam, and what did you learn from Vietnam farmers?
Yeah, it was.
Or what did they learn from you?
Well, it's probably more of us learning from them.
Okay.
It was really interesting. We were on a lot of different farms there and saw a lot of different products that they produce or crops they grow.
Okay. For example?
We went to a chicken farm, and they also raise deer and harvest the antlers from deer for medicinal purposes on that farm. We saw a fish farm. We're on a farm where they grow bananas and coconuts. We saw coffee being grown. They grow a lot of coffee in Vietnam. I didn't realize how popular coffee is in that country also.
You think Brazil or South America for coffee?
You do. But Vietnam is they're one of the leading exports of coffee worldwide, and they produce a lot there.
Well, we drink a lot of coffee here at the radio station, so we're supporting Vietnam farmers.
That's
there.
Good. We also, of course, saw a lot of rice. Rice is their main crop there. That's their food staple. They also export quite a bit. There's sugar cane growing in Vietnam. We did see some corn. Not a lot of corn, but they grow some.
Okay. So their soil over there is like ours then, in a way, or not?
It's lighter. It's, parts of the country, it's very red soil. The what they call the Central Highlands part of Vietnam is that's where most of the coffee is grown, and they have very red soil there. And then the Mekong River Delta is where they grow a lot of rice and a big agricultural part of the country.
Okay. What were some of your highlights over there in Vietnam then?
It's hard to pick a specific highlight, but we saw a large part of the country. So just seeing the country, being part of the culture for a while.
How long were you over there again?
The trip was 2 weeks. We're actually in Vietnam for about 10 days.
Okay.
We started in the north in Hanoi, which is the capital city.
Mm-hmm.
And had a few other stops, and then ended in Ho Chi Minh City in the south.
Okay. And so what did you learn about Vietnam farmers? Do you have to write a synopsis or whatever?
No, I don't. I don't have to write a report, so I guess this is my report probably.
There's a lot of farming going on in Vietnam.
Yes, as we saw, a wide variety of farming. Not as big a farms as we have here, which is probably expected, especially the farms we saw were quite a bit smaller. A lot of the farms we were on were actually kind of set up for agritourism. So like you might expect agritourism in the United States, where they have farms that are open to the public or school groups. And kind of the same thing there, where they are trying to show agriculture and how farming works to the public or those who don't live on farms.
Mm-hmm.
So being we were a tour group, I think it was easy to for us to go in and see some of those farms.
Okay. What's their machinery like here, like combines?
No.
For bananas or coconuts?
No, it's a lot more manual labor.
Oh,
we actually didn't see many farm machines when we were there. I think there probably are some a little bit larger farms than what we saw on the trip where they have some machines, but I guess that was something that I would have liked to see maybe some more what they have for machinery, but it's definitely not as large as we would see around here.
Okay. How about livestock? They do any? You said you had deer. They raised
yep.
deer.
Yeah, they had really farm deer. Raised some deer on that farm and chickens. They had barns full of chickens, but it's different than as you'd expect here. Their chickens are all in cages, but they're still in long barns and ventilation and well kept. We didn't see any cattle. We did see a farm that raises rabbits, which is interesting.
Okay. How so? A lot of rabbits? what do they raise them for? Meat? Or
they do raise them for
fur?
Meat. Yep.
Okay.
I think it's mostly for meat. It wasn't a huge amount of rabbits, but they had a barn with cages in a couple rows and rabbits in the cages. And
did Vietnam farmers ask you any questions about farming in Minnesota, or do you get to discuss that with anybody at a meal or anything? Or
No, we didn't really have a chance to tell a lot about our farming there.
All right. Anything else on the trip to Vietnam, Dustin, that stand out?
I'd say the biggest point is just the experience of going somewhere on the other side of the world and experiencing the culture, and seeing what farms are like there, but just what life in general is like in Vietnam.
Yeah.
It was interesting. We learned Vietnam is one of 5 communist countries in the world. So to experience or to be in a communist country and see what that was like was an interesting experience also.
And you got to tour some of the sites too. Of course, the Vietnam War was over there.
Yep, we did see some historical sites.
Okay. The Hanoi Hilton.
The Hanoi Hilton, which is a famous prison in Hanoi. It was actually built by the French. When the French occupied Vietnam, but then also used during the Vietnam-American War to house the American pilots, prisoners of war.
Okay. All right, so this is with the MARL program, and do you graduate from that then? Or?
Yep. Okay. Our program is basically done now. This was our last seminar in Vietnam, but we have a graduation at the end of June, which will officially complete the program for our class.
Oh, nice. Well, congratulations on that. That's
Thank you. And I should mention, too, that the next MARL program starts later this year, and applications are open now till the end of April.
How does one apply to that, then?
The website is marlprogram.org, and they've got the application information on there.
Okay. Good. So, that is educational. You learn a lot with this program.
Yes. Okay. Yep, definitely. I joined it because I really wanted to see the different locations around Minnesota and the international trip and learn about farming and all those contexts, and you get the leadership classwork and experience besides. It's definitely a beneficial program.
I would guess farmers in any country, they're the same basically, right? Do you have that passion to farm?
Yep.
But did you find that in Vietnam?
Yep, we definitely could connect with the farmers in that way, and their connection to the land and the crops and livestock they grow is the same everywhere.
Okay. Cover everything there, Dustin, that we wanted to talk about, or have anything else to mention? Or?
No, I don't have anything else right offhand. So,
all right.
Thank you for being interested in all that information.
Yeah, I saw your pictures on social media. I said, oh, I got to get Dustin in the studio here. We got to talk about this.
Mm-hmm. So, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we'll probably see you at the Heritage Hill.
Probably.
When is that again? In August?
Coming up in June.
Oh, in June it is.
Yep.
Okay.
The second half of June.
That's one of my favorite things. Yeah, I love covering that. It's great. Pretty cool.
So. Hopefully we'll see you there again this year.
We will. And I'll do some corn
shelling.
Shelling. That's
yes, right. We'll look forward to that.
All right. Thanks, Dustin. Dustin Johnson from Montevideo sharing his stories about the MARL program and his trip to Vietnam.